And now this is a dictation for Michael Kipp, K-I-P-P, July 6, 59, addressed as a letter to Dr. First, F-I-R-S-T, 810-600-7882. Dear Dr. First, follow up for Mr. Kipp, Mike, with chronic kidney disease, last visit November. Admitted in March, McLaren Bay City, two vessel coronary artery bypass. The intention was three, but only able to do two. Days later, heart attack, ventricular tachycardia, transfer to Henry IV, initially received antiarrhythmic mexeletin, M-E-X-I-L-E-T-E, underwent ablation, apparently successful. Already home for about a month. Prior pacemaker and defibrillator a few years back. I review Henry IV records, MRI of the heart, ejection fraction 34 on the left, 40s on the right. Our doctor locally is Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, new for him. Findings on imaging, CT scan for liver cirrhosis, minor enlargement of the spleen. He used to be very heavy, probably fatty liver, no alcohol abuse, and no history of hepatitis B or C. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, liver function tests, elevated alkaline phosphatase and transaminases, worse from baseline, with a normal bilirubin albumin, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.8. The last chemistries for the kidneys, Henry IV. Electrolyte acid base stable, and his kidney number one of the best at 1.1 or less. He has evidence of large LAD infarct with apical aneurysm. This area is non-viable. At that time, there was left-sided pleural effusion with atelectasis. There is a prior MRI of the brain, shows prior left-sided MCA as well as right parietal lobe infarct. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. From the renal standpoint, this is one of his best numbers despite recent events, including bypass, myocardial infarction, ventricular tachycardia, ablation procedures with normal electrolyte acid base, no evidence for pulmonary edema or oxygen requirements. Lungs are clear, device on the right side, no ascites, no edema, baseline mental status, speech, and weakness. There is anemia multifactorial without external bleeding. Abnormalities on liver function tests with evidence for cirrhotic changes on imaging that we'll need to follow with you. You might consider gastroenterology evaluation. I review all records in detail with the patient and wife for what this was, a prolonged complex visit. From the renal standpoint, however, very stable. Plan to see him back in 8 months, 8-9 months.